Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
I'm joined on air with Ryan of First Reserve. How's it going?
Kia ora, how's it going?
I'm doing good, thank you. How's the weather up in Wellington?
It's been pretty placid today, just kind of like overcast, but it's not too cold yet, so I'm glad about that.
I feel like Dunedin's definitely reached the start of the cold. I'm wearing my woolen jumper already, which is kind of sad, but that's okay. Now, you just released the new single, Telling the Same Joke Twice, an absolute banger, by the way, and that was released April 12th. How does it feel for the track to be out?
It feels like a relief, if anything. I'm glad it's out. I feel like it took us a long time to take it from like the writing stage to being out in the world. So I'm honestly just glad and enjoying hearing what people have to say about it, if they have anything to say at all. just glad it's there.
Yeah, for sure. So is this something that has been in the works for a wee while now?
Yeah, I think especially since the last song I put out was in September of last year.
Yeah.
It's about as old as that one, which was probably early 2023. But
oh, wow.
I think it's just more the fact that it's been, you know, 6 months since that initial song. It's felt like a long time to me. Yeah.
Well, I've been absolutely loving the track so far. And can you give us a little bit of the background behind the single? What's the inspirations behind it?
So the song kind of was about a situation that I was in where I had a lot of anxiety towards a relationship of mine. And I realized that I was scared to step out of line to this person's eyes or scared of consequences of any actions I might take, which kind of affected me more than I initially realized. It started to like become what I was dreaming about, and it started to just creep up on me at random points in the day. So one morning I woke up from a dream about the situation, which sounds corny, but it's true. And I just wrote that song, and then I took it to my friend Joe Ledward, who plays in Wet Denim, and we kind of put the first iteration of the song together. Yeah,
wow, quite the story behind it then. I mean, I must say, listening to it, you can kind of sense the kind of emotion behind the track, which I feel like is quite nice when you're listening. It's got a bit more of a grasp to it, but yeah, very cool. And now tell us about the recording process for the song. You said you were produced it with Joe, was it? Is that someone you've worked with before? How was that process?
Yeah. Pretty much everything off the first release, like EP I have coming, is our songs that I made with Joe. I would show him the song, which was pretty much like the full thing just on an acoustic guitar, and then we would layer by layer record it in his bedroom, in his like six man flat that he was in.
Yeah.
Which I think is interesting. I don't know if it comes across in the recording, but we definitely like kind of were playing around a lot and just trying to have a good time with adding in all these layers and weren't taking ourselves too seriously. And then Joe went on and mixed the track, and it was mastered by Chris Chetland in Auckland.
Oh, nice. And I heard you briefly mention an EP in there. Have you got some more songs in the work? Are we getting like a bigger piece of work from you coming soon?
For sure, yeah. The two songs that I have now are all from the same collection, which once I get myself together,
yep.
I think it'll be coming out around the midpoint of this year. So
ooh,
I'm really excited about that.
That's very, very exciting. Definitely something to keep an eye out for. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard you've been involved in a fair share of musical projects like Haven and Wet Denim. How, like, and now this is like a new project of yours, what kind of sparked your like starting First Reserve?
I think it was always something I wanted to do, to have more kind of creative control of a project, but I hadn't actually had the opportunity. It was always my input in other things was like with other people, which is great, and it teaches you a lot. But I think there was always this kind of First Reserve project was something that I'd always wanted to begin, and eventually, at some point last year, it just felt like the right time. And so I, Joe actually hit me up and was like, if you're doing this stuff, like, I want to help you put it together, which was a godsend because I wouldn't have been able to do it without him. That was kind of it, really. It was just like, okay, this is it now.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. Because, yeah, I imagine it would be quite full on and busy with all these different projects. It's good to have a hand, helping hand to start like a new project as well. But definitely
for sure.
Very exciting stuff as well. You've got the EP on the way, which is very cool. And now I did see that you played a show in Wellington. Was it Wednesday night?
Yeah, it was.
How was that?
With IGUM Music Collective. They put on free shows at San Fran every Wednesday up here. And so we kind of headlined that one this week, and it was pretty insane. I mean, it was our first time playing that song, telling the same joke twice since it came out, and could definitely feel a difference playing it after having it out in the world, even for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But everyone who came through that night just made me so happy.
Wow.
It was a very wholesome evening, so I'm stoked about it.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Have you got any other gigs lined up?
I have a couple gigs lined up. I think more around the time of when I'm releasing the next single, which I'm aiming for late May / early June, so
Ooh.
There should be some news around then.
Very, very exciting stuff. Well, thanks for coming and having a chat about the new single at Telling the Same Joke Twice. I think on that note, shall we play it for the listeners to check out the new single, and then also keep an eye and an ear out for First Reserve's coming up EP soon, not too far away now. Yeah.
Sounds great.
Awesome. So here is Telling the Same Joke Twice from First Reserve. Hope you enjoy and keep it locked on Radio 1 and 91 FM.
When you told me that we couldn't be friends, I felt a weight off my chest. I think I wanted it to end, but I'd get so scared of what you'd do to me. If I made you upset, so I bit my tongue till it bled. I think it was for the best. You're on your own now, kid. Go out and make a mess.
Thank you for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.